Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
A Swine Health Information Center funded project has resulted in improved next generation sequencing for the detection of emerging swine viruses. First of all, what prompted the launch of this project and what were the objectives?
This project was based on our plan of work, which identifies priority areas for disease detection and emerging disease surveillance. And so this is part of that effort, really, to improve our ability to detect emerging swine viruses. This particular project aimed to develop a cost-effective and sensitive next generation sequencing method to detect various viral pathogens in swine samples.
In terms of next generation sequencing, what are the key limitations? What challenges result? And what is the significance of those challenges?
Next generation sequencing, or NGS, really helps to broadly detect new and emerging diseases. But it can be limited by samples that have low viral load. It can also be high cost and has decreased sensitivity due to host and non-target genetic sequences in a sample. And so it's important to be able to identify technologies that can increase the sensitivity to be able to detect true swine pathogens in submitted samples.
Who conducted this project and what did it involve?
This project was led by Dr. Leonardo Caserta at Cornell University, and they developed an alternative enrichment for viral sequencing, especially when traditional methods aren't feasible. And they sought to develop an optimized host and bacterial RNA depletion to increase the sensitivity of NGS. And then also they wanted to evaluate and establish a low-cost procedure for multiple emerging swine diseases.
What was accomplished and what is the significance of that accomplishment?
This project tested over 250 samples and evaluated a host of different known viruses, including porcine astrovirus 4, PCV2, PRRS, and Seneca A virus, but also evaluated negative samples. They were able to detect 35 genera in clinical respiratory samples of different diseases. But they did notice that DNA viruses are most likely to be read, but also could detect some RNA viruses.
What benefits will result as the result of this work?
This new alternative enrichment protocol can reduce the time for results because in the process, material to be evaluated is directly extracted from nucleic acids and can be used for additional metagenomic sequencing. So it speeds up the time to really dig into the genetics of the viruses identified and speed up the process. In addition, it can increase the ability to detect DNA viruses, and the cost is variable around or a little bit more than $31 per sample.
What more needs to happen and why?
There is further optimization of the test because the test could detect a lot of DNA viruses, but there is a desire to increase the detection of RNA viruses such as PRRS and Seneca A virus and detect those more efficiently, as well as continuing to look at how to make the sample and the test more cost effective. But overall, the goal is to continue to streamline the diagnostic workflow and be a highly sensitive method for unbiased detection of emerging diseases in swine.
How can anyone interested get more information?
This report is available in the May SCHIC newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
For this report and a lot of other research outcomes, you can find them at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.